Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pistachios. Straight in with the pistachios.
I've had a lot of messages.
I've had a lot of messages.
Just to let you know, I'm in a cracking mood today.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
absolutely fucking cracking.
Why are you so cracking? Why are you so snap?
Dunno.
Crackle and popping.
I'm just in a buzzing mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Buzzing. I think it's because it's been really bright outside today and it's still light outside.
It is still light. I know. It is beautiful.
And in like 6 weeks' time, this will actually be 20 past six.
Yes.
Which is just such a lovely thought. Mm. We are on the home straight, guys. Mm. Tell you what, there's been jeffing freezing today.
It has, but I take that over grey skies and light drizzle every bloody day of the week,
Day of the bloody week.
Yes, give me your blue skies, give me your sunshine.
But I've had a lot of messages this week saying, Patty, you really were ahead of the curve. I'm seeing pistachios everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I said, wasn't it? I think you were streets ahead of everyone else on the pistachio game.
What about Marks and Spencer's?
What
about Marks and Spencer's bringing out a pistachio cream? Fuck off. Mm.
I mean, what are you going to put that on?
Well, they've got it on pancakes, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah, they've got a nad out with a stack of pancakes and pistachio cream on the top of it.
Pistachio. I mean, I kind of think maybe it would be nice in a croissant.
Oh, you're going to get hard into pistachios. Next time I see you, I'm going to be like, do you want a coffee? Yeah, I'll have a pistachio matcha latte flat white, please. I'll have a flat white with pistachio foam. That's what
you're going to do. A flat white with two pumps of pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistachio pumps. Give me the pistachio.
Talking about coffee orders, I got thrown this week. There's a new little cafe opened up in my village.
Yes, the village.
Buzzing about it. We've got fuck all where I live, and I am buzzing about it. And it's lovely. It's so nice.
Mm.
I ordered a macchiato because in Starbucks, a caramel macchiato is like a latte.
Right.
That's not. Starbucks have lied to us.
Well, they're American.
Because in proper barista terms, a macchiato is an espresso with foam on the top.
Right.
So it comes in a tiny little espresso cup.
What a macchiato.
Yes. Oh. So I picture the scene. I get to the one. I'm like, oh, they do caramel macchiatos.
Yeah.
So I say, I'll have a caramel macchiato, please. She makes it. She brings it out. And I'm like, I ordered a macchiato. She said, yeah, this is what a macchiato is. It's an espresso shot with caramel. You've asked for caramel syrup, so I've put a tiny bit of caramel syrup in the bottom. I need to breathe. I've put the whipped milk on, the foam on top.
Whipped.
And I was like, oh, mate, can I have a latte?
What, you didn't have it?
I actually regret not having it now.
Yes, what are you picking around with that for?
Well, I don't really like espressos. It's literally an espresso with a scoop of foam on the top.
Well, I think you should have given that a go, Pats. Otherwise, you are a big dick like Starbucks, aren't you? You know, here's your Village top of the range coffee establishment.
Yeah,
saying,
the coffee is really good.
Actually, I think you'll find, Ruth, that you have been being deceived by Starbucks for your entirety of coffee drinking. And actually, this is a caramel macchiato. You should have bloody had it.
I should have bloody had it.
Right. I think you have to go back this week and have one.
Okay, Thursday. I'll go in Thursday.
Caramel macchiato.
And I'll try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it live.
I'll try it live.
Go live.
Anyway, just quickly going back to M&S and the pistachio.
Yes.
They have bought out, wait for it, a pistachio perfume.
Eh?
Yes.
Shut up.
There is a Marks and Spencer's pistachio eau de toilette. This is what I mean. It's gone mental.
Why would you want to smell like pistachios?
Well, somebody on the gram sent it to me, took a screenshot, and I was like, what the hell? She said, I smelt it today. Smells nothing like pistachios. They're just jumping on the bandwagon. They've done it because pistachios are fucking everywhere. It doesn't even smell like pistachios. It's like jasmine and rosewood or something. Then don't call it pistachio.
Is it green?
No.
Is it like in a green bottle? Or
clear bottle with a light blue label. I mean, that is fucking dickish.
They've got to sort it out, really, haven't they? Why are they becoming so obsessed with pistachios?
Everyone is.
Yeah, but I feel like M&S are really kind of going for it. A bit like Buckos.
Yes.
Aren't they?
M&S and Buckos are the world leaders in this shit.
They're in cahoots.
They are the Trump of pistachios.
They are, aren't they?
Have you seen that Trump has brought back plastic straws in America?
I bet you're quite pleased about that.
One of the first things he signed. I watched him signing it.
No, Americans
are not happy with paper straws. I've tried them. Everyone's tried them. No. And then he said at the end, which was actually really horrible, as he signed it, he went, and I'm sure the sharks can cope if they get stuck in their teeth. I mean,
the guy's an absolute prick, isn't he?
What a horrible thing to say.
Also, when he signs all those bloody orders and shit, the way he signs them, he's like a big fritter. It's like he's just kind of like, and I'm like, how is that actually saying Donald Trump?
It's not, is it?
No, it's just a load of scrawl, isn't it?
Mr. Trump, the first thing we'd like to get you to sign is the reinstating of plastic straws. Yeah, no, Americans can't cope with this anymore, no. I mean, he's a fucking C-U-N-T.
Yeah.
You've spelt it out. Well... I was going to say it, and then I thought, that's how buzzing I am. I'm down for dropping the C-bomb.
But you didn't. So you're slightly off the buzz.
If you've got children in the car...
Don't say it. Just don't say it.
Just don't say it.
Just don't. It's really not worth it, is it?
Did the poll.
Yes, poll.
Did the poll. Do you find the constant happy insert day of the week chat annoying?
Mm-hmm.
146 votes, 42%, very. 143 votes, I'm neutral, 42%. Mm. So they were basically the same.
Yes.
I love it, 55 votes, 16%.
Yeah, so basically...
you're either neutral or you hate it.
Yeah. Not very many people love it.
Love it, no.
Which, again, totally agree with, you know...
Doesn't surprise you, doesn't surprise me, doesn't surprise any of us.
Stop. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I saw a funny thing that I actually sent to our siblings chat. Which you laughed at and James ignored.
Yes, no response from the G-Brain, no.
There is nothing funnier than a fully grown man carrying a rucksack. Got all your little things in there, have you, mate? Grow up.
Yeah, but I've brought backpacks before. I don't like backpacks. Anyone wearing a backpack, whether you're 5 or 55, it's just weird, isn't it?
I love it that it's a fully grown... There's something about men having them.
No, and women. Women, you have a backpack. You yeah, used to wear a backpack.
A backpack.
Exactly. So it's not just a grown man thing. It's a grown woman.
I think it's more of a grown child thing.
I think the only reason you can get away with a backpack is if you are a child and your lunch is in your backpack.
What about if you're just a child and you've got some toys in there?
No. Get a bag. Get a crossbody. Get a carrier bag.
What a
no,
child.
Because that's bad for the environment. Get a cloth bag.
What, as a child? Like a tote bag?
Yeah.
No, you're saying that a five-year-old should be rocking to school with a tote bag.
I just don't like backpacks. And it generally is backpacks on grown people, be it men or women.
I think kids having a rucksack is fine, or as the Americans would call it, a knapsack. I think that's fine.
Do they call it a knapsack? No, they don't call it a knapsack.
Yeah.
A knapsack's one of those things you have on a stick, isn't it?
That's a knapsack. Oh, like Dick Whittington would have.
Yeah, that's like a knapsack. Where did you get that they call it a knapsack? I think you just made that up.
Two Americans.
They call it a backpack. They would say backpack.
Backpacks. What do Americans call backpacks?
Backpacks.
Oh, they do call them backpacks. Hang on.
You said again. This has been a classic Patty moment.
Hang
said
on.
With such confidence, as Americans would say, knapsacks.
Okay, so what's a knapsack then?
It's the thing you have, like a Dick Whittington, a stick. With a little handkerchief, that you'd pop your sandwiches in and off you go out for the day with your knapsack. Your knapsack and crack.
No. Okay. Hang on. That is a picture of a rucksack and that's a knapsack.
Look.
Thank you.
I think what we can establish here is that But on the whole, I don't think Americans are going around calling
wrong.
It a knapsack.
You are wrong. Knapsack. No. That's a knapsack. Look, it's come up in my Google.
It might be a knapsack, Patty, but I don't think Americans generally would say knapsack. I think say backpack or rucksack.
I've heard Americans call them knapsacks. A knapsack is a bag with straps that you wear over your shoulders to carry things. It is also known as a backpack, rucksack, or pack sack.
Right. I think we have to take this to another poll. right?
Fine.
And I really hope that our American cohort
fine
will get involved, because we do have listeners in the United States and America.
I've wanted to have a little chat with you about how you feel about Stormzy getting so heavily involved with McDonald's.
Well, I didn't really know much about it until someone sent me a thing saying, "Angie, get yourself down McDonald's, mate." And I was like, "Oh, what's this?" I didn't really know much.
The Stormzy meal has come out.
What is it?
I think he has 12 chicken nuggets,
large fries. 12? For one person?
I think it's 12.
I mean, he is big. He's a unit, isn't he? He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's got big
with large fries, a large Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry.
Sprite. That is actually quite disappointing, Storms.
Storms, yeah, that is. I'd have put him as a Coke Zero lad.
Yes.
No, he's big in the Sprite game.
So what is it? 12 nuggets, large fries, chips,
large Sprite, Oreo McFlurry. Matthew's just coming in.
Just heard the squeak of the door.
Yeah, that's his order. And it's everywhere. McDonald's billboards, the lot. Stormzy.
I've not really seen anything about it. I mean, I don't know when I last went for a dirty one. So
billboards and stuff, though.
I've not seen any billboards. I mean...
Oh, there's one on the Tring Road.
I think this is another pistachio moment.
Do you?
I do. I think you're ahead of the game.
I wonder whether other people are going to do it. Like next month's going to be like Ed Sheeran's order and...
I mean, it's a great little PR stint from...
Oh, apparently you can drive up and say, can I have the store? It's called The Stormzy.
I mean, what do you reckon he's getting paid for that?
Oh, moolah upon moolah. He's putting it in his knapsack. Anything else? You got any other...
I did have another one here.
Go for it.
Another avebepe.
Avebepe.
British people will never faint until they've managed to give the apologetic warning of, sorry, I think I might be about to faint.
That is so true.
I've never fainted in my life.
Yeah. Have I never told the fainting story on here?
I don't know. I can't remember.
God. I was dressed when I used to work as a clown.
Yeah.
We were at a fete. Boiling hot fucking day. I'm dressed as a kangaroo. Right, hopping around this fate. One of my mates is the clown. I'm the naughty kangaroo going alongside, naughty. You know, doing funny shit.
Yeah.
I got so hot. I can't believe you didn't know this. I got so hot in the kangaroo.
Were you in like, was it like a fully faced everything?
Yeah.
And it's face this... as well. You had like a kangaroo head on.
Kangaroo head. It's the first thing. So I say to the girl I'm with, Becky, I sort of grab her hand.
Did you say, I'm sorry, I'm about to faint?
No, well, I obviously there's kids around and stuff. I've got to be careful. So I lean into her, lift it, and I'm like, I've got to go back to the main bit. So we get back to the main, like, backstage tent bit. Yeah. I walk in, straight down, hit the deck. I wake up, right? I wake up just in my underwear. Because obviously literally dripping with sweat, just in my underwear. I come round and there's this like bloke going, the paramedics are just coming from the other side of the fate, Ruth. I'm like, what? He's like, oof, it's okay. The paramedics just need to check you over.
Oh my gosh.
Full on kangaroo fainted on the floor of this grass in this marquee underwear.
No.
Yeah.
I can't believe I never knew that.
I got so overheated.
That is actually one of the funniest stories you've ever told.
It's so funny.
Is that the only time you've ever fainted?
That's the only time I've ever fainted.
Yeah, I've never fainted.
I mean, not a surprise. It was like 25 degrees. I'm hopping around in a fucking furry kangaroo outfit with a kangaroo head on.
I mean, you would not be allowed to do that in this day and age. There'd be a whole
health and safety
debrief going on there. Today, hello, everybody. Today, we should have had a kangaroo. You'd have been, you know... put against machines, you'd have been made sure, is it okay for her to have, maybe she should just have the suit on without the head.
Yeah. I'd have had a Britney mic inside that I could have radioed to the main event. Excuse me, I'm getting really hot. I'm going to have to come back for a drink.
I'm going to faint.
I'm actually going to faint where I am. I can't actually believe I managed to walk back to the, like, marquee thing. I remember walking thinking, I'm getting so dizzy in here. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, totally. Hit the deck, woke up in me underwear.
Pants and a bra.
Pants and a bra.
But some people are really prone to fainting, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal.
I've never fainted and I've never had a nosebleed.
You've never had a nosebleed?
I have never had a nosebleed.
God, I get nosebleeds all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suffer with nosebleeds, actually.
Yeah, I just don't. Mm. I think I'm probably quite a minority of people, actually.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people that have fainted and had nosebleeds, and there's probably not a lot of people that are like me.
No, I would agree. I think nosebleeds, probably, there aren't many people who have never had a nosebleed.
Yeah, never had a nosebleed in my life.
We had an email in from Paul Ruddick.
Paul Ruddick. Okay, yes.
And said, hello, Ruth and Angie. Lovely. Thank you for doing the taste test last week. I thoroughly enjoyed it while driving my HGV, and it was a great episode as always. You have now got my partner and I addicted to the Sainsbury's chocolate and salty caramel hot cross buns. They are so delicious. Here's some more taste tests in the future. Many thanks for all the great podcasts, Paul.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
In your HGV, we're giving you a shout out. We hope you've got a packet of salted caramel and chocolate hot cross buns right next to you.
Yeah.
It is amazing that our taste testing
has encouraged you to go and
Sainsbury's need to.
Sainos need to get in touch, I think.
They've...
I mean, we have dissed them quite a bit, but.
Yeah, that is true.
They're getting an honest review, aren't they?
Honest feedbacks.
We're not just saying a load of bollocks. We're saying things as they are. And if it's shit, Sainos will tell you. And if it's good, we'll tell you.
You can count on us.
No,
count
that's
on us.
Not.
Isn't that healthy eating range?
I think that's M&S.
But it's not that anymore. Is it? It's Eat Well.
Is it?
We had another email in from Caitlin from Australia.
Ah, g'day, Caitlin.
She said, yes. Hi, Ruth and Ange. I just wanted to contribute to the hot cross bun discussion by sharing a couple of varieties I've spotted recently here in Australia.
Down under, yes.
So you can get Vegemite and cheese.
Ooh, yes.
I reckon they would be delicious.
Hello, yes.
This is not one for you.
Right.
Hot cross buns filled with Biscoff.
Oh, disgusting. What are you doing?
Made with irresistible and delicious Biscoff spread.
No, I mean, I can't stand stuff anyway, so you just forget it.
And then she's put underneath, Biscoff is like pistachio, isn't it? It's being added to everything now, and it also needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, it absolutely
does. And then she sent one, which is called fairy bread.
Eh?
So this says... A modern twist on an old classic, white chocolate funfetti hot cross bun with sprinkles, all set to top and serve.
What?
Then she puts, FYI, fairy bread hot cross buns. If you haven't heard of fairy bread, it's an Australian childhood birthday party staple.
Oh.
Essentially, just sprinkles on top of white bread and butter.
Wow, that's a bloody heart attack in a piece of bread, isn't it?
Not just that, just sprinkles. Yeah. You just make, it's like a sprinkle sandwich.
That sounds disgusting.
I think we should do a taste test of that next week.
Yeah, what, like do our own fairy bread?
Yeah, just get a piece of white bread, butter, sprinkles on it, just bring it to the episode and try it, because that is an Australian staple at birthday parties.
I'm white really bread surprised about
with,
that.
With sprinkles on. Fairy bread hot cross buns.
Okay, well, let's do that next week then. Let's do a bit of Australian fairy breads.
But I bet the Vegemite ones are lush.
Yeah. I love the fact that everyone's got so invested in our taste testing.
Honestly, I've had loads of people message saying, I love the, thanks for telling us, I love the cheese ones, I love the Sainsbury's salted caramel ones.
Oh, we'll have to do, maybe we should do some pistachio taste testing, Patty.
I can't have pistachios.
Oh, bollocks, yeah.
I tell you what I did test.
Although it would be quite fun if you had some sort of anaphylactic shock.
Quite fun! I mean, I don't get anaphylactic shock, I just get, it just makes my lips go really weird and horrible.
Well, that would be fun.
Talking of anaphylaxis. Talking of taste tests, I tell you what I've tried this week, which I actually think are absolutely delish of the Wasier.
Yes.
Chocolate-coated custard creams.
Eh?
So M&S.
M&S.
Extremely chocolatey-coated custard creams.
What? So is it the custard cream just dipped in chocolate? Or is it like the actual biscuit of the custard cream is chocolate and no, the filling
it's
is
custard
chocolate?
Cream coated in thick milk chocolate.
So a bit like a penguin.
And they also do Bourbon ones, but they're better than penguins.
Oh.
Honestly, they are so good.
Are they?
I like to have a little one in the afternoon with a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. And how are you going with your tea?
Oh, my God. The malty Yorkshire biscuit tea, that's my tea.
Is it? Did you ever try the shortbread one, though? Have you tried that?
I went into M&S yesterday to do our shop.
You're really becoming a big M&S whore, aren't you?
I'm going all out.
You are really whoring it up.
Whoring.
You're living a whole different life.
Mate. I did our food shop. I had to go in and get those hot cross buns last week.
Yeah.
Which they didn't have any.
Yeah.
But I went in and I was just like, I'm just going to do my food shop here. I can't be bothered going
to be asked. Yes.
And I obviously had to go to other shops anyway. So I was just like, while I'm here, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Game changed last week. Mm-hmm. The food we ate was so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said to Matthew, that's it now.
That's it. You're totally a whore. An M&S whore.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought it was quite fun to talk about other
sort of delicacies.
Let's make a fairy bread sandwich.
Fairy bread sandwiches. We're going to try them next week. Who's that email from there?
That was from Caitlin.
Caitlin. Okay, mate.
Caitlin. Yeah, Caitlin.
We're going to do our own fairy breads for next week. So tune in.
Okay, have you got a tits?
I've got a tits.
Give us your bloody tits, mate.
Right, okay, Pats. The thing that has been getting on my shitting tits, my big, massive drugs, is this whole viral thing about taking your younger self for a coffee.
Oh, my God. What?
Who started this bullshit?
What has happened to the world?
Yeah. Everyone's gone absolutely jeffing crazy for it. And
I met my younger self for a coffee. I had a latte. She was surprised. I said, don't worry, we like coffee now.
What? I know.
What is... She'd obviously been on a night out. I could tell her hair was down and it looked messy. I told her I've got a tattoo. She laughed. She also said, what would mum say?
What would you say to your younger self if you met them at the coffee
shop?
Well,
mine would just be, I met my younger self for a coffee today. I was right. She's a prick. I have remembered very clearly what a brat and an idiot myself was. I really hope I never have the nightmare of having a coffee with her ever again.
What age do you think people are going back to me? Like
17, 16, 17, 18, you know, like I asked, are you still with him? I nearly spat my coffee out and said, don't be stupid. We moved on months ago. Fuck off.
Yeah.
What would you say to your younger self? Flash the window cleaner more. He was sick. don't keep the towel wrapped around tight. Make sure you take
drop it.
It
drop just it drop every, that fucking towel, Angie.
Every single occasion you can, drop it and get with it.
Yeah. You know, that once a month when he comes to do your Mar and Pa's windows. Yeah. Drop the towel, get out. I'd also say you had great breasts.
You'd say something along the lines of, I told her to enjoy those ripe breasts.
Yeah.
They sag after numbers. They sag after you've had kids.
Yeah. Once your kids have suckled on them.
Happy listening, Joel. Honestly, that whole trend.
Yeah, it's a load of bullshit.
I saw the Queen Hierons just put up a story, and it just basically said, "Why the fuck is everyone taking their youngest girl for a coffee? Stop it."
I know. It's just like, where does it come from? Who decides to do that? And then everyone just jumps on a bloody bandwagon, don't they?
It is such a crock of shit. Yeah. It also doesn't make any sense.
No.
It just doesn't make grammatical English sense. Like, it just, the whole way that they're written, like,
yeah, the way they talk to this younger version of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It honestly, that is just, it needs to get in the bin.
It needs to get in the bin. Yeah.
Okay, we had a dilemma in. Now, this dilemma actually came in quite a while ago, but our episodes have been quite full of late. Mm,
they
but
have I really been thought pretty.
This mm. week it would be good to do it.
Okay, then, sure.
This person is also from Australia.
Right. Okay, we've got a lot of Australian content this week. Yeah. Yes.
So I'll keep her anonymous, because we always do.
Yep.
It says, "Hello, Ruth and Ange. I like spreading the unique vibe of finding the funny here in Brisbane."
Ah, oh, bonza. That is bonza, mate.
Anyway, here's my dilemma.
Yes.
As a single Gen Xer juggling full-time work, kidults, and aging parents equally badly, my time is precious.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friendship group dating back many years, and like your lovely selves, cherish my friends and value spending time with them. However, I've come to realise we have a chatty Cathy in our midst, and our catch-ups have become a one-woman show of me, 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 me. Now let's talk about you. What do you think about me? Increasingly, I come away feeling frustrated and empty without really hearing what anyone else has to say other than Cathy. I recently raised this dilemma with my sister, and she instantly recognised the chatty Cathy in her group too.
Mm.
So, what do you do? Sadly, implement some group guidelines, approach Cathy directly, or even exclude her from future catch-ups.
Mm.
I'm hoping the Finding the Funny family can come up with a more plausible solution than the ones I have said above. Anyway, your Aussie fangirl, and then her name.
Oof.
Now, she did then send a follow-up.
Mm.
She then sent, "P.S. At our most recent catch-up, one of my closest friends didn't come. When I followed up with her to check she was okay, she said she just couldn't face chatty Cathy. Please help."
Oh, this is a... Do you think you have a chatty Cathy in any of your friend groups?
I think it might be me.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't think it is. I think as I was reading it, I was like, oh, could this be me? But I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think I'm interested in other people's lives enough.
I mean, I would say if it's really at that point where it is impacting you and how much you actually want to see that person or hang out with those friends, I think probably the kindest thing to do would be to talk to her about it. I think if you go down this route of like excluding, you know, doing things, arranging to do things without her.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't do that.
It's just really unkind.
Yeah,
and
I
think, you know, you end up actually being the bad person in that situation. And I don't think it should be something that, even if as a friend group you all have the same opinion, I don't think it should be something you all address against one person. Because again, that can feel very quite sort of bullying in some ways. But I think if you or someone within your group felt that they could have that conversation with her, I think that would be the kindest thing to do. And I think you could approach it in a way that you can sort of say, look, you know, we just want to kind of check in with you on kind of the times when we meet, because it does feel like it's all very much about you, and all you want to talk about is you don't really have a huge amount of it. And almost you could do it in a way of kind of trying to dig a bit deeper. Is everything okay? Because sometimes I think people put that as like a bit of a front. You know, if I keep talking about me, if I keep making everything about me, then I won't have anyone asking me any questions about anything. It's just, I can just kind of control the room. I can control the situation.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a really good point, because I think when you think about like attention needing behavior, I hate the term attention seeking. I feel like it's not a particularly nice term. I think attention needing, there is something that she is trying to fulfill, isn't there? You could flip this and say,
yeah,
rather than, although it's really hard, rather than seeing it as she's taking up the group, I suppose I would say there's a way you could say, I wonder why she's so attention needing.
Exactly,
what is
that.
This behavior as a friendship group trying to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's somebody in the group that's perhaps particularly closer to her, or, and I would say, if this was me, I would probably just see if she'd like to go out for a coffee.
Yeah.
Really try and listen to what she has to say and just say, look, I've really noticed that you can sometimes take over
dominate
a little bit in the times that we're all together, and we all love you and we all really want to hear from you, but actually I want to check that you're okay, because I've noticed that that's happening and I feel you could be trying to tell us something in and other people have noticed it. And I just wanted to take a moment with you to just say, if you need to offload to somebody and you need to talk, I'm here. Like between those times that we see each other as a group, you can always WhatsApp me. You can always talk to me. And I would address it in a way that says, I've spotted this. I'm curious about it. I'd love to know if there's something underlying. Now, it might be that she's like, no, everything's fine. And then I think I would be saying, well, actually, sometimes when we're all together, we love you dearly and obviously we all want you there, but for, and you'd have to own it and say, look, for me sometimes when we're all together it feels like you dominating the conversation is a bit much, and I don't want us to fall out. I don't want anybody in this very strong friendship group to feel like we're different with you, or that we're moving away from you, or that you feel like you're not accepted in this anymore. So we just need to tone it down a little bit. It's becoming a bit all-encompassing.
And I think if you go in with the kind of is everything okay front first,
it
will come across in a I'm you know, you're my mate, I'm just want to make sure you're okay. And if it's a bit of the everything's fine, I'm actually completely oblivious, then I think it might be a bit
challenge.
More of a kind of okay, then I'm gonna have to maybe say some, you know, more difficult things now. But I think that would be the kindest way of going about it, and
I
then
agree.
Kind of just see what the reaction is from there, and you're kind of going to have to just see how that goes. But yeah, I think that's a first point of call would be that.
Well, we hope that's helped. Sorry, it's taken us so long to get to your dilemma. The episodes have felt quite full over the
last... They have, actually. They've been filled with... Hot cross buns. Buns. Share my buns.
Well, the end of another episode.
There we go. It's been quite a big fat packed one, that one, isn't it, Pat?
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Finding the funny. Finding the funny. With Ruth and Ange, finding the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to TryMeowGreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.